Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, BDEntrek. Here to recap Sunday's action on the diamond, get you ready for another week on Monday. Hope Drake Crumpler had you guys covered, which I knew he did over the weekend. He has had a good one along with that. But let's get cracking at it. Some news from over the weekend and mainly from Sunday. But Justin Steele, he threw his first bullpen session on Saturday. All went well. Manager Craig Counsell said Steele should still have a little bit of time before returning from his hamstring injury. But at least Steele is throwing now, which is a big-time positive. Some more positive news from the Chicago Cubs. Jameson Taillon was really great in his last rehab outing, and the Cubs made it official that Taillon will join the Cubs in Arizona this week. They have not decided when he'll start, if it's going to be Wednesday against the D-backs or Thursday against the Marlins. But Taillon will be rejoining the Cubs rotation this week. I'm kind of hoping for Thursday. Give me the Marlins in that matchup. Nolan Chenal of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim fouled a ball off of his man region on Saturday. He did not play on Sunday as he's dealing with a testicular contusion. Chenal is now day-to-day. They are hoping they don't need an IL stint, but time will tell, I guess, on that one. Bobby Miller, who was put on the IL on Saturday with a shoulder injury, got a little bit of good news on Sunday, potentially. He said he hopes to start a throwing program later this week. Miller said the MRI showed inflammation in his shoulder, similar to the inflammation he's had in previous seasons in his shoulder. Nothing crazy. He's dealt with same injury, he said. We'll see what happens. Players are always more optimistic than others when these things happen, but hopefully it's a minor injury and nothing too crazy, which we all thought it was because of how hard Bobby Miller throws, and everyone throwing that hard is going down. So hopefully it is a minor deal for Bobby Miller. Robert Stevenson of the Angels, he left his rehab outing on Saturday after throwing a four-pitch walk, signaled the trainer, left with said trainer. No new news was out on Sunday, but you'd imagine he's going to get shut down for some time, and Stevenson will have to re-ramp up, won't be back for a little while. Caleb Thielbar of the Minnesota Twins was activated off the IL on Sunday to add some nice bullpen depth. Thielbar was a guy when Duran initially went down in spring that people were like, well, Thielbar's got some closing experience, or he doesn't have experience, but he has the strikeout stuff, all this. Well, he went to the IL, made the Jacks thing even easier. Thielbar came back on Sunday. Jorge Alcala was sent to AAA. Thielbar, not great on Sunday, made his debut, gave up a home run to Javi Baez, and then two consecutive singles before leaving the game. Tampa Bay Rays stud prospect Junior Caminero was activated from the minor league AAA IL on Sunday and immediately hit a home run in the game on Sunday. There's not much more that Caminero has to prove. I know people have been stashing him on their teams. If you can get him on Fab right now, I don't know. He should be up anytime. There's no reason for him to be sitting in AAA. The Rays just doing Rays things. Joey Weimer of the Milwaukee Brewers was recalled from AAA on Sunday. He went 0-for-3. Just to add outfield depth, especially right-handed bat. They have tons of left-handed outfielders with Frelick and Yelich and Perkins and others. So it gives them a right-handed bat to use in the outfield. Garrett Mitchell was moved to the 60-day IL with his hand injury. So Weimer will fit in there, but he has been quite an offensive disappointment. Chris Bryant of the Colorado Rockies was out of Sunday's game after leaving Saturday due to lower back tightness. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Bryant was receiving treatment on Sunday, and the Rockies think he will not need to go on the IL. We'll see. Bryant usually goes on the IL, so time will tell on that one. For now, he's day-to-day. Rafael Devers finished the clean sweep of missing the entire weekend series for the Boston Red Sox. Talked about this on Friday with you guys, that Devers is battling that shoulder injury he sustained by taking a swing in BP early in the season. Alex Cora said it might be better to let him rest and maybe even put him on the IL to get him healthy for the stretch run of the season, the long duration of the season. IL still is on the table. The Red Sox are trying to avoid it, but at this point we're getting towards the time of might as well just sit out the extra 4 or 5 games and come back ready to rock and roll. Boston Red Sox Nick Pivetta threw on Saturday, which is a great thing because Pivetta did say His forearm injury was not nearly as severe as others, just inflammation, just muscle stuff. So that is good. The goal is to get him throwing again in the next coming days and then getting into a rehab assignment. This was a big bummer that dropped on Sunday. Cody Bradford of the Texas Rangers has been one of the pleasant surprises this season, but we'll have to wait now as Bradford was placed on the IL with back soreness. He had a great, he had a good start on Monday scheduled. The end start of his two-step was the Braves, so pick your poison there. With Bradford going on the IL, Michael Lorenzen will join the Rangers and pitch on Monday, taking Bradford's spot in the rotation. So he gets the Tigers Monday and the Braves on the weekend. So probably not a great two-step in that regard. Salvador Perez, the Kansas City Royals, made an awkward slide on Sunday and left the game with what appears to be a groin injury. After the game, the Royals said Perez will go through more testing on Monday, but likely an IL stint to come for Salvador Perez. With Perez out, Freddie Fermin should see all the at-bats he can handle behind the dish. I've always loved his upside. He makes for a strong catcher, too, while getting the regular plate appearances. Jake Berger of the Miami Marlins left Sunday's game with an oblique injury. Most oblique injuries require an IL stint. Berger will have more testing on Monday, but I'm waiting for that announcement to drop on Monday that Berger is headed to the IL. It would make sense that Emmanuel Rivera would slide into the third base role for Berger while he is out. The White Sox are calling up prospect, their eighth-ranked prospect, Nick Mastrini from AAA to get the start on Monday. Mastrini has provided major strikeout skills throughout the minors, but also lots of walks, so controls is not a thing for Mastrini. I'm willing to see what he does instead of running to grab him, more of a wait-and-see approach in fantasy for Nick Mastrini. Tommy Pham is also some White Sox news, as he's rumored to be signing with the Chicago White Sox, hopefully as early as Monday. They need a lot of help offensively, and Pham can actually provide that. He's been kind of comical on Twitter, saying his StatCast numbers show he actually can still hit, which is true, and he could definitely add some thump to a White Sox lineup that is looking for it. If Pham were to see regular at-bats for the White Sox, he becomes very 12-team and deeper league viable in outfields, and it's just funny to think about with this White Sox team. They could likely have Robbie Grossman and Tommy Pham starting for them. Man, how things have changed. Marco Gonzalez of the Pittsburgh Pirates is heading to the IL with a left forearm muscle strain. Many were hoping Paul Skeens would get the call for the Pirates, but that is not the case, as Ryder Ryan got the initial call. Ryder has been a bullpen arm for the Pirates earlier this season, so early rumors out of Pittsburgh is either Josh Fleming or Luis Ortiz has been stretched out to take Gonzalez's spot in the rotation. Maybe we'll still get lucky and see a Paul Skeens announcement in the coming days. Julio Teheran signed a minor league deal with the Chicago Cubs after being DFA'd by the Mets. That's all you need to know. And the Seattle Mariners got a little fun coming their way. Jonathan Clase, the Mariners, one of the big prospects for the Mariners outfielder, is getting called up on Monday. It's likely due to Dominic Canzone spraining his AC joint on Sunday and leaving the game, so Clase should get the call. Last year at AA, Clase had 13 home runs and 62 stolen bases at AA. He's hitting .308 with two home runs and two steals in 11 games at AAA this season. All right, let's talk about some of the top performers from the day. Some hitting highlights. Captain Jack Sawinski, 2-for-4 with a grand slam, a run scored, and a walk. Jack's only hitting .196 this year with the two home runs. It's been a little disappointing, but you look kind of under the hood with Jack. His barrel rate's down. I get all that stuff, but very much improved strikeout rate, 18.9%. He's swinging more in the zone, making a ton of contact in the zone. He's even swinging more outside the zone and making contact. That could be what's leading to the lower barrel rate, but he's being much more aggressive in the zone, and that could eventually lead to some big numbers. So keep optimism on Captain Jack. Christian Encarnacion Strand. Late last week, a lot of people were starting to get fed up with Strand because everyone panics early in the season. He had a big weekend. He went 2-for-5 with a home run, a run scored, and 4 RBIs. On Sunday, CES now has multiple hits in 3 of his last 5 games, driving in plenty of runs in the middle of that Reds lineup. Mentioned Blake Perkins earlier when I talked about Joey Weimer. Perkins is balling out, folks. He went 3-for-4 with the home run, 2 runs scored, and RBI on Sunday. Perkins is hitting .385 with 2 home runs, 8 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases over only 30 plate appearances for the Brew Crew. The Brewers are an amazing offense to start the season. Perkins is getting plenty of playing time out there because Sal Frelick has kind of been disappointing. And Christian Yelich is battling back injuries like usual from Christian Yelich. So as long as that's taking place, Perkins should see regular playing time. He was a popular fab pickup over the weekend. So we'll see where this goes heading into next week. If you want to get all things hitting highlights from Sunday, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Jose Barrios, 7 shutout innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks, and 17 whiffs. He had a 33% CSW on 100 pitches. Barrios was outstanding against the Colorado Rockies, doing what Gossman should have done on Friday night. Jose Buto continues to be just masterful for the Mets. 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 9 Ks versus the pesky Kansas City Royals. Buto had 16 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 91 pitches. That should keep him in the rotation for the time being. And then Graham Ashcraft, we've talked about it here and others have, obviously Nick has, about Ashcraft moving on the rubber, doing some adjustments to maybe improve on things. And he's looked much better this year. And on Sunday, Ashcraft, 5 2/3 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox. Ashcraft had 14 whiffs at 29% CSW on 104 pitches. As he continues to pitch really well, his overall stat line's a bit skewed because he got left out a little too long in his last outing. That made a good start turn poor. So all in all, Ashcraft has been much improved this season. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Kenley Jansen picked up his 4th save of the season. Craig Kimbrell picked up his 3rd save of the season and his 420th of his career. Edwin Diaz saved 3. Jason Foley picked up his 4th save of the year for the Tigers. Russell Iglesias, his 3rd of the year for the Braves. Mason Miller was filthy once again, picking up his 3rd save of the year for the Oakland Athletics. Albert Alzolay got save number 3 for the Cubbies. And Robert Suarez continues to get the job done for the Padres, a save number 5. To find out all things relief pitching, make sure you take out the Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com. All right, before we preview Monday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by pitcherlist.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we have a 9-game main slate starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at is the pitching's a little rough, but Merrill Kelly versus the Cubs. Merrill's just boring and beautiful. Glasnow will be popular, but I'm not paying $11,000 on DK for Glasnow. Save some money to Merrill Kelly. Sonny Gray versus Oakland should be chalky for good reasons. He looked really good in his first start back from the IL. Great matchup versus the A's. And then Martin Perez versus the New York Mets. Some bats, Dodgers versus Mitchell Parker of the Nats, the lefty making his debut. That should be rough. It'll be Parker and a lot of bullpen. So have fun, Dodgers. Braves versus Spencer Arrighetti. We saw that first start from Arrighetti, and now he gets the Atlanta Braves. T's and P's to the Arrighetti. St. Louis versus Ross Stripling. I'm always targeting Ross Stripling. Houston versus Darius Vines. He's getting the shot to take over in Spencer Strider's spot. And then Milwaukee versus Joe Musgrove. Like, with the Dodgers in their matchup, Braves, Cardinals, Astros, they're all in phenomenal matchups. Milwaukee might get overlooked, hopefully, because Milwaukee's the best offense in baseball right now. And you get Joe Musgrove, who's just not great. So that could be a really fun one to target for your lineups. A few things I'm looking forward to on Monday. Got the Patriots Day game. Just to remind you, if you're locking in your lineups, 11:10 Eastern, 8:10 Pacific time in the morning. Cleveland, Boston should be a fun one there. Aaron Nola versus the Rockies. Nola has struggled to start the year. He's at home in Philadelphia versus the Rockies, the road Rockies. The time is now for Nola to figure things out. Nick Destrini making his debut. Looking forward to seeing how that turns out. And then a little evening action. Montas, Kirby. Montas has looked outstanding to start the year. Kirby has not. So I'm really looking forward to see how this goes. Good Reds offense could make things quite interesting in that one. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure you guys check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. Become a member, sign up, support the cause, and you will be heavily rewarded. Gets you an amazing Discord, gets you all the cool new tools, articles, podcasts, and more coming your way at pitcherlist.com. So join PL Plus, PL Pro. Trust me, worth every penny. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and preview Tuesday's. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, April 15th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.